Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for here and hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Tamar Jacoby's here. I know, I'm excited too. She's a 14-year member of our Brain Trust, President and CEO of Immigration Works USA. She's the editor of the outstanding book on immigration called Reinventing the Melting Pot, among other books that she's written. Someone Else's House, that's another one that she's written. She's our good friend, Tamar Jacoby. Welcome back.
It's great to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me. You got to stop talking about those old books.
I have mine here. I love it. I love your work. Tamar.
Thank you very much.
Immigration has been an issue for in politics, on the front burner, at least off and on in politics, for close to 40 years, hasn't it? At least well back into the 80s. The Reagan administration dealt with it somewhat, didn't they?
They did. And then it kind of, the Reagan administration dealt with it. They did a big policy that a lot of people didn't like or don't like now, where they said that it was illegal to work here, and they gave amnesty to about 3 million immigrants. So they did enforcement and an immigrant-friendly gesture. And then the issue kind of went away for a while, and people sort of started to stop worrying about it a little bit. But then with President Bush, it came back full force, and we've really been debating it. It's been among the top 3, 4, 5 issues, I would say, in Washington for 15 years.
Yeah. But mostly, if you think about it, we've got people across the country who have various opinions about it. But on the political level, when it gets all the way up to the swamp, in the last 20 years, it seems to me that there's been no appetite, no desire, no interest by either party to get immigration reform done, because neither party wants to let the other party have a win. They've determined, in my opinion, Tamar, that immigration unfinished, unresolved, is more valuable to them as a fundraiser than it is to solve the problem and help the country. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that with some subtlety. I'm gonna nuance it a little bit. I mean,
that's what you're here for.
The big picture. I agree with it in the big picture. Lyndon Johnson used to say, do you want a bill or an issue? And by a bill, he meant we're going to go in the back room and we're going to compromise and we're going to figure it out and we're going to solve it and we're going to come out with something that nobody's totally happy with, but everybody kind of gets what they need and we pass it. It becomes law. And in the old days, they used to do that, amazingly. And an issue meant exactly what you just described. You could take it back to your district at election time and raise money, yep, and get votes to get people all riled up. So the picture you just described, you know, there's been a lot of talk about John McCain recently. It's not just John McCain. John McCain and President Bush, President George W. Bush, and his father too to some degree, but even more so President George W. Bush, and Senator Kennedy, you know, big liberal senator,
right,
they wanted a bill. They wanted to solve it. They wanted to go in the back room and figure it out and come out with a compromise. And they tried very hard to do that. And even the man who's a little bit more of an immigration hawk, but the man who's going to replace Senator McCain now for a few months anyway. I don't think he'll be there very long. But former Senator John Kyle from Arizona, he too wanted a deal. And around, you know, 2005, 2006, 2007, a lot of people in Washington worked very hard to get a deal.
Yep.
But you're right. Eventually, the factions in both parties, mm-hmm, who wanted an issue got the upper hand.
Well, and it had to remain an issue as long as the as the good couldn't be perfect. I mean, if they couldn't, I think the litmus test is if it isn't perfect, if it isn't 100% my way, then I'm going to turn it into a fundraiser.
The whole loaf, the whole
loaf. Otherwise, I'll just turn my back and go raise money on it.
And the reason it's easy to raise money and use it as an issue, you know, we've done a lot of polling and a lot of focus groups on this. You know, dozens of polls over the years, and what you find is there's about 20% of the people who really don't like immigrants, really don't want more immigration, and they don't. They say they don't like illegal immigration, but they really don't like legal immigration either.
Yeah.
And then there's about 20% of the people, 15% maybe, who, you know, like immigrants no matter what, kind of don't care even if they're illegal, you know, whatever. But most people are in the middle, and they have both feelings.
Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to get to Marta to give us a little bit of a read on how she thinks, how much of a deal it's going to be in the election, in the upcoming midterm elections. And then later in the program, we're going to talk about her recent work on workforce development. Very interesting research she's been doing. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.